Our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie, is in studio.
I draft Bob McKenzie.
That's your draft pick.
Beside me. Absolutely.
Is that a first overall
He's
pick?
He's a first overall pick.
Diamond in the rough late in the draft.
No,
free agent signing.
At a college. At a university, the Canadian way.
Yeah. I went in the juvenile draft.
Attaboy.
Yeah, we did some, what was it, the tankathon thing or whatever?
The draft lottery simulator?
Simulator. And there were some just bizarre scenarios, like Rangers, Buffalo.
Somebody was chirping you saying that you had to reset the field because that's why we got the Rangers three times in a row.
How would anybody even know that?
You've done the simulator on fun.
I've done it. But here's the thing. People, I'm not very good at math, and I had to be taught this lesson a few years ago. But there's some people who think, okay, I'm going to run the simulator 100 times and see what happens. It doesn't matter.
Each one is unique.
It's random. So if you've got an 18.5% chance, it doesn't mean that if you do it 100 times, you're going to hit on 19. Yeah. What it means is you've got an 18.5% chance each time you hit the button and in descending order. So random.
It is random.
I think it's an entertaining event.
Oh, entertaining as hell.
It's great.
And I'll be really curious to, you know, was it two years ago, I guess? We had the most chaotic three years ago.
Jersey went from
5-1. Philly went from 13-2.
Yeah.
And Dallas went from 8-3. And everybody that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and all the way through got pushed down three spots.
Yeah, that one was weird.
And you know why the Edmonton Oilers are the luckiest team in the lottery? That was the year they made the playoffs. They weren't in the lottery.
Right.
So the one year where if you were 1, 2, or 3, you were getting pushed down to 4, 5, and 6, the Oilers weren't in the lottery.
Isn't that crazy? Last year, Buffalo stayed 1. Carolina went 11-2.
Yes, that's
Montreal
right.
went 4-3.
People forget that. Like, Carolina got Svechnikov because they went from 11-2. And so we'll see what happens tonight. And, I mean, it's only been since 2016 that we've had the 1, 2, and 3 up for grabs in the lottery. So it's only been 3 years worth of that. So let's see what happens tonight.
Well, I think Joe Sakic is going to be the representing Colorado, right?
I believe so.
So, you know, we had this conversation in the previous hour how all these guys, they have to be so cool, calm, and collected, even though, you know, this is a truly groundbreaking moment
right.
for their whole organization. If you win the lottery, this is a franchise-altering maneuver. But they all have to play the role, like, we wish we weren't here, we wish we were in the playoffs. He can't do that. His team's in the playoffs. Like, yeah. I know he's Burnaby Joe and he's not Mr. Yeah. Personality, but doesn't he have to give us a fist pump if they
no,
win
No, he should probably just smile a little.
But not that's really the thing. That. Like
He's got the best of both worlds.
But he's got to be careful, too. You don't want to be, like, could you imagine if he was like, yeah, thanks, Ottawa, thanks, Pierre. Like,
I'd
you
love
know,
that.
We would love that. Yeah. It wouldn't be very
but, you know,
nice
even
to our friend Pierre Dorion.
Let's assume for a moment that three teams pushed everybody down. To 4, 5, the 1, 2, and 3 teams end up 4, 5, and 6. It's actually not a bad year for that to happen because there are so many good centers available. So yeah, you're missing out on Jack Hughes, and that's huge. And Kako's not a center; he's a winger. Pascal's in the consensus third guy is a winger. But then you've got Kirby Dach from Saskatoon, 6'3", highly skilled playmaking center. And then you've got Dylan Cousins. You know, 6'2½, 200 pounds, hard driving, pro style center, and then you've got Alex Turcotte from the U.S. program, Trevor Zegras from the U.S. program. So, like 4 or 5 of the top 8 guys in this draft are centers. So, as long as you're picking in the top 7 or 8, you're going to end up with a really good center.
Is there one which team for you would lead to the most intrigue? Like, what's the best content? From a TSN perspective, which team winning tonight? It's like, whew, this is going to lead SportsCenter, and there's going to be
Montreal Canadiens.
You think the Habs?
Yeah. 1%, well, they got 1% chance. Yeah. They're 15th, and they had 96 points. 96 points almost always gets you in the playoffs or close to it.
Right.
And they were obviously close, but no cigar. And that, could you imagine if the Montreal Canadiens?
I thought about that. I said in the previous hour, I thought Vancouver would be. You know,
Vancouver,
very, very
I know.
Good one. Like just to have
Vancouver would be a big one because they from the moment that they lost Gilbert Perreault and picked up Dale Talon on the spin of the wheel, Mr. Clarence, Mr. Campbell, they read the thing wrong, and they said Vancouver gets the first overall pick. And it was Punch Imlach, I believe, who said, Mr. Campbell, that's a 1, not an 11. There was a...
So it was like a Steve Harvey?
Yeah, maneuver? Basically, yeah.
Can you imagine,
Steve? And then they're like, oh, yeah, okay, and sorry. Buffalo gets Gilbert Perreault and Vancouver gets Dale Talon. Wow. And ever since then, they've had tough luck in the lotteries. Although, even the year they got kabonged in the lottery, they were number 2 in 2 years ago. In that year when Jersey went from 5-1, Philly went from 13-2, and Dallas went from 8-3. And the poor Canucks were number 2, and they had to drop down to 5. Well, guess what? They got the best player in the draft at 5.
Elias Pettersson.
Yeah.
Now, what if they'd been picking 2? I'd be curious. There'll be some people in Vancouver who say Pettersson was our guy right from the get-go. But could you imagine if they ended up winning or not getting pushed down and they took a Nolan Patrick, who's a very good hockey player? But I mean, you know,
it's the Morgan Rielly situation. Yep. Same thing. Remember, the Leafs picked at 5, and they're like, if we had first, we were taking Morgan Rielly.
Berkey was pretty...
He's adamant, but you can't challenge him on that.
Pretty,
you know,
comfortable.
Because you could say that about any, you know, you're picking 17th. I'm telling you, this is the guy we would have taken first overall.
Ended up working. We all trust. He says the same thing.
It is interesting because if he did it again, they'd probably take Morgan.
Yeah, in retrospect, because that was Yakupov, Murray, Galchenyuk went 3, Reinhardt went 4.
Yeah, probably taking Rielly again.
Yeah, there's a good player right after them. I can't remember who it was.
Hampus Lindholm, I think.
Was it Lindholm?
Yeah, it was
6?
A defenseman.
I think, yeah.
It wasn't Provorov.
There were some good defensemen.
There were some good players there, but Morgan Rielly, I mean,
yeah.
Ultimately.
Oh, you're not complaining about that pick.
No, it was an Norris finalist, potentially.
Absolutely.
Me,
we have the clip from Babcock about Jake Gardner. I want to get your take on this, Bob. He was Gardner, you know, game 7 last year. We all know what happened and the injury problems, but he's back now. Here's what Mike Babcock said earlier today about Jake Gardner.
What he did is he came out and he said to the media he had a tough game 7. So then they ran with that for a while. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we all lost. We were all there. You know, so I think Jake Gardner's a really good player. I think he's someone that people have decided isn't a good player, and so they pick on him. I can tell you right now, we can't find another one. So, hang on. I'm not finished yet. Thanks. So, I guess the way I look at it is real simple for me. I think he's a good player, and I'm going to play him a lot. How's that?
So, I love the idea that the media ran with him having a bad game. He didn't just have a bad
5.
Game. He was brutal. But it was a creative.
But, I mean, Freddie wasn't good in that game.
No.
Jake wasn't good in that game. And
right.
Well, and the Leafs were up going into the third period. It's not just a 2-man show.
Exactly.
There.
No, it's not. It's a team. But it wasn't a creation.
Yeah. There was a glaring circle around those two.
But when he says we can't find another one, does he mean like right now? Or is he talking in general like July 1st? And
probably both. Probably both. Right now they can't. Then they, you know, they missed him when he was out, and I guess what he's saying is immediate replacement. You know, Travis Dermott could grow into that role, and Rasmus Sandin might grow into that role. But in terms of if Jake Gardner walks out the door, as we expect him to on July 1, there's a hole.
Yeah, I was just I said, and I agree because I think those guys don't grow on trees in the unrestricted free agency. Who are you going to spend $6 million on that would be an either upgrade on Jake Gardner or close to it?
And that's the thing, though, is you don't have the financial flexibility unless you really start to pull a lot of strings.
Isn't that the biggest concern, Bobby, going forward? I mean, they talk about the build and the plan. Like, how are they going to be able to supplement this group going forward?
It's going to be Dermott and it's going to be Callie Rosen.
But it's not like you're stepping outside.
It's going to be Rasmus Sandin. It's going to be difficult because you've got so many guys to get signed. You got to get Marner signed. You got to do Janssen. You got to do Kapanen. You know, right now, and you know, Babcock, he might flip if they are not able to bring Ron Hainsey back, because you know how many minutes he gets to play on Babcock's scheme of things. So, like, whatever configuration you use, when all the Leaf defensemen are healthy, 2 of their top 4D will not be back or may not be back because of the financial implications.
Right.
Now, who knows? Maybe they'll be able to go to Hainsey and say, listen, you know, we want you back, and here's a one-year deal for X number of dollars. Do you want to stay? I don't know. But the point being is Babcock relies heavily on Ron Hainsey and Jake Gardner and Morgan Riley and Nikita Zaitsev. And potentially two of those four guys are going to free agency and may not be back. So you got to backfill. And there are those who would suggest that if the Leafs need that, you know, if they can find a market for Zaitsev, that might be a way where they might be able to replace him with somebody cheaper who can do what he can do, that allows them to take some of that money that's earmarked for him for other guys on the team, be it Janssen, Kapanen, Marner, whomever.
Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider in studio. So Joel Quenneville, he locks up in Florida. Obviously a huge get for them, but there's still a lot of vacancies throughout the league. And this Todd McClellan stuff is kind of interesting.
He's in Buffalo today.
Buffalo.
Talking to the Sabres.
Okay. Does that mean LA's out?
No. Last we heard, and I haven't checked anything in the last few hours here, but the last we heard, door was still open to the Kings, door still open to Buffalo. And some people think that maybe he'd prefer to go to Buffalo. We'll see. And we'll have a better handle, I would think, in the next 24 hours, if not sooner.
I wonder if he's watching the draft lottery and Buffalo gets the first pick.
Or L.A., for that matter.
Or L.A. I mean, that, I don't know if Hughes would swing it, but it certainly may not look that bad. I mean, if somehow Buffalo got Hughes.
What if Florida got him?
Q?
Imagine Quenneville and Hughes over the course of 3 days.
That's pretty good.
For the organization.
It would be good for their organization.
Then
you
toss in Bob Panarin.
No kidding. I mean, they got a 2% chance, but still.
Yeah, Buffalo. McClellan was going to be in Buffalo no matter what because his son Tyson plays for Denver University and they're in the Frozen Four, so they play on Thursday. But he just accelerated his trip to Buffalo by a day so he could meet with the Sabres management and ownership.
Was talking to a guy here at TSN about Edmonton's situation because, you know, maybe they want to interview someone that maybe has a team that's currently playing in the playoffs.
Kelly McCrimmon.
And maybe Vegas isn't going to allow you to talk to him, although why would they not allow him to talk?
Like focus on the playoffs.
But what's he doing during the playoffs?
Well, he's
like an assistant GM.
Yeah, part of the group.
I don't disagree with that theory. It's like your team's in. You're all in. Yeah. Nobody lose focus of anything.
But what's he doing?
But not to mention.
McCrimmon's not doing anything.
But he's going to the game. Like he can't be going to the game that night and be like, "Yeah, I had a conversation."
Why not? They do it in the NFL, like Super Bowl week.
They are ridiculous.
Super Bowl week. It's because out of respect to your employee, if you're moving on up, go do it, and then you're back. You know, why not? What's Kelly McCrimmon doing right now?
Well, Kelly almost came across the table at Hayes in Vegas. I don't know if you heard this story because we had a very nice conversation at ESPN.
Deportes. Right, in Vegas.
He always does it, though. It'll all be good, and then he'll dig for something, and the other guy's
at the last second, he's like, so, what did you even say?
Well, remember the reports that the Leafs had offered him a gig?
All right.
I just want to ask him, is there any truth? Can you confirm or deny? And he went Fergie on me, basically.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
That's basically what he said. And then he wanted to come over the table because I circled back.
Yeah, you wouldn't let him off the hook.
Yeah.
Don't mess around with the Prairie guys.
Yeah. I know.
Greg's.
When the switch goes. That.
When the switch goes, it goes.
The old Toronto in me got pretty scared pretty quickly. but, you know, in all seriousness, I get what you guys are saying, but if he can get an upgrade, if he wants the job, I don't know if Edmonton would give it to him, but what's he doing?
See, and the other thing is, and it's a hard one for Vegas because, you know, Kelly McCrimmon's a really important guy in their organization. So in terms of their overall draft, in terms of the plan for free agency, in terms of all those things, he's as good as it gets, like George McPhee's right-hand guy. Yeah. So, like,
you think they ever raise the dollars where he would never want to go, or is it that drive to be...
Well, I think
the main guy.
It's kind of a walking the fine line between we don't want to hold you back, but you've got all the info. Basically, everything we've done this year has funneled through you.
Yeah.
And now when the season ends, whenever that is for Vegas, now we've got to go to the draft and we've got to go to free agency and we've got to do all these things. And the guy who everything funneled through all year, you're not here anymore. Now you're a resource for somebody in our division.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him go. I wouldn't let him interview until after the draft.
That's what a lot of people...
He's going to be on the draft table.
Well, but remember Rick Dudley? He did that with the Leafs. He took a job with the Habs.
Yeah,
and they let him go.
I believe Mark Bergevin allowed him to go to Carolina.
Carolina, right.
Same situation where he knew what they were going
to
do.
But okay, I guess really what I was trying to get to anyway was if Edmonton screwed. If that's the case, imagine if you're Vegas, you're like, you can have him, but on July 2nd.
Yeah,
well, they got a draft. They need.
Well, they have to work the buyout window. They've got so many things to do.
You got
to
get someone hired.
True enough.
They could mess with them, but I would imagine.
Jordan, I think it's once Vegas is done, there's probably that'd be my guess, but we'll see.
Well, and then the coach too. The next step for
exactly.
Edmonton.
Yeah, but you got to get a general manager first. So don't even worry about the coach.
Yeah. Well, he's not doing anything until next September, really. Anyway, but
yeah.
All right, Bob. We'll catch you on the preview show tonight.
Thank you.
Here's Bob McKenzie, your TSN Hockey Insider.